And, but again, Oklahoma and Texas plates.
Yeah, most, all of them were Oklahoma.
So the promise of jobs never came through because these guys aren't even from here.
Well, like I said, there's, and there's not that many jobs over there.
No.
Right. So I'm like, you know, when you start getting in hundreds or whatever, you know, I'm like, well, that provided lots of jobs, whatever.
Sure.
Three people, if that, I don't really
consider. None of whom are from here.
Oh, yeah. I don't recognize a one of them. I, like I said, Texas, Oklahoma plates most of the time.
And depending on where he's getting his paycheck from and where he's domiciled, he might not even be, paying Ohio income taxes.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Right? Yeah. I mean, he could not even, he might, for all intents and purposes, not even, like, register in the state. He might
True. Yeah. Yeah, and then when they were drilling, I mean, every vehicle over there was Oklahoma.
Texas. Oh, really?
Yeah, mostly Oklahoma. Because I think I don't know if it's still a holding company or if they bought them completely out or what, but this company, well, this name was actually, I don't know, developed or born or whatever just to take over this well. Before this, there was no Copper Ridge in existence.
Right. So, it's a subsidiary that was just identified for this well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But they ended, the holding company that ended up coming in and taking over the property when Cleese had trouble, there's some friends or relatives or something from Oklahoma. They were a company that came in from there.
Mm.
It was interesting because we had a little, there was probably over a year ago now, but there was a police chase I think it started as a hit and run. In Howland, they ended up here in Vienna, and the reason I took notice was I think it was Texas plates,
mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, that's interesting. Turned out the passenger in the car was Matt Cleese, and in the whole scuttle, he tried to run over one of our officers, who ended up actually having to discharge his weapon.
Oh my gosh.
Because he thought he was going to run him over.
Oh my gosh.
I said, you know, and I mean, that's probably just, you know, pure gossip and went, but you know, is that the kind of people this is bringing into?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I hate to say it'd be one thing if it was, you know, somebody from here, but you know, you brought your trouble, and because they were,
sure.
I don't know, probably high or.
Right.
Drinking or whatever.
Right.
You brought your mess here.
Right.
You know, we've got our own mess to skip.
And oh, by the way, we probably have plenty of people, for better or worse, that could operate that well if you taught them how to do it.
Yeah.
But you don't even want to teach them how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So just in this last couple of minutes, like, what have I missed? Is there anything I missed about your experience that you think needs to be on the record?
Oh boy. I mean, it's hit a lot. I try, when this first started, cause I can remember when I went down to ask them to object, I kind of broke down in tears.
Asked who?
The trustees. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if I've kind of gotten hardened to it or just told the story so many times. It's just, you know, I don't sit around and cry about it anymore.
Sure, sure.
I mean, it's kind of turned our family, you know, upside down. My son, he's one of these kids, he's worried about everything all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, to start hearing that, you know, they're good. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I try to just tell them, don't worry about it. You know, that's my, I'll do the worrying. Don't worry about it. Because he bends himself inside out about it.
Yeah, my wife and my son are like that, too.
Mm-hmm.
We have a four-month-old who isn't like that yet. And I'm not like that. But I see it in my son. I see it in my wife. They fret over everything.
Yeah. And I'm kind of, I'm like, you do what you can. You know, you do what you can.
Right.
But, You know, when this first came through, though, like I said, my husband was the attitude. There's nothing we can do about it. He's originally from Poland, Ohio, and I'm from Boardman.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, his grandparents had owned this property, and he ended up inheriting it.
Right.
But when he found out it was going in, his first thought was he wanted to move back to Poland. And it had gotten to the point where we were fighting over it.
You and him.
Yeah. Because I wasn't leaving. I'm like, you're not pushing me. I mean, like, you're the one that, you know, you had five generations here. Right. You're going to let them push you off your land. You
right, know? Right.
And again, stubborn. I'm very stubborn. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, like I said, we were fighting over it, and it finally got to the point. I said, but look, you know, if you get up and leave here, what keeps them from wherever you decide to move to? They can do it there, too.
Yeah, right.
And what are you going to do? Just keep leaving?
Right.
So, I mean, I kind of, he kind of conceded on that, and we kind of come to a
right.
halt, but... You know, when I start talking about putting any kind of money in the house or even building new or adding on or anything like that, he does not want to put any money into this land.
Because of that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, because you lose the money if you ever try
yeah.
to do anything.
Well, yeah, truthfully, you know. I just plain want more room to live, but...
right.
But yeah, and I mean, I can understand it. You know, right. why do you want to put money into something that's being trashed?
Right.
I mean, it did. It turned things upside down, even though, like I said, a lot of times I don't, you know, I'm not going to, what good does it do to sit there and just cry about it or whatever?
Right.
It really did. It kind of, it threw a wrench into our lives.
Yeah. But you've been really good. I mean, like, I've heard, I mean, Jane talks about you a lot, and I think that just your word, like, I mean, I don't know, this is not a consolation prize for you, but I think that, like, I think that people hearing from people like you is so critical, because you live it every day, and for better or worse, you can speak to the raw truth, and, like, that's, I mean, as I said, these folks in Nebraska and Kansas and other states, or even... State of Pennsylvania is considering it. There's one that's being considered right outside of Pittsburgh. There's the one just across the border. They're starting to see that people are getting fed up with injection wells in Ohio, and they better start to figure out how are we going to process all this waste, because it's not going away.
I like to take some heart in New York.
Right.
Because they've actually banned
right.
fracking.
Right.
But
they're taking in waste.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you know, with New York, I mean, in all honesty, it's good to ban fracking, but they're also using a hell of a lot of natural gas. So, like, you know, it's,
yeah.
you can
and
ban
there's
it.
There's still a way to go. Yeah,
there's still a way to go. I mean, it's almost like we don't want to do it here as long as it stays on the PA side of the border. Mm-hmm. But we're not going to say no to that material, that product coming back in to fuel our economy, which is, it's a little bit of an, you know, I mean, I
keep thinking, though, if everybody gets in. Everybody banned fracking, there'd be no waste from it.
Right. So, no, you're right. Yeah.
But, and that's the other thing. The next step is, you know, you've got to start looking at other resources. I understand that, you know, we have an economy that's, you know, dependent upon oil and
right.
gas
right.
and coal.
Coal, yeah.
And that's fine. You know, if you need it right now, you need it, but stop putting all your energy into
fossil fuels
that, and start looking at, you know, renewable
right.
resources. And like I said, probably in my lifetime, you know, we're probably never going to be completely free or right. dependent from fossil fuels.
That shouldn't
fuels.
Stop us from trying.
Mm-hmm. But in my son's lifetime,
right.
it's possible.
And that's the hope.
Yeah. And, you know, we've got to stop with the, you know, because the big money is behind the oil, gas, coal.